Real Moms of Bravo. Real Moms of Bravo. Real Moms of Bravo.
Real Moms of Bravo.
Hello, happy day, and let's get into the headlines. A tale's old as time, but we've got a lot to talk about. Starting with an unexpected announcement, Candace Dillard Bassett announced that she basically put herself on pause and will not be returning to the next season, which I think it's season 7 of Real Housewives of Potomac. Your thoughts, your reaction, do you think it was by choice? Do you think she was told to be put on pause? Do you think this is her way that she was fired? Like, what's your interpretation of that?
I don't think she was fired. I don't think she was like told necessarily like, hey, you need to like, I don't think she was given like, do this or you're out, or like, we're going to make you friend of. So my thought is kind of what we discussed on this week's podcast. I think it was too much. It was another time where she was in an incident where like physical aggression was directed at her. It ended up not necessarily hitting her and got Kiarna instead. But I think she's like, I'm kind of sick of being in these situations. Also, I think she is reaching a point in her life where she wants to start a family. It wouldn't surprise me if she's like, okay, you know, I might be having to, you know, do IVF. Stress and all of this is not good, you know, for you in those situations. And so it might just be something where she's like, I'm going to take a little bit of a break. Maybe I come back in a few years. Maybe I don't. I mean, I do feel like she went through a lot and was like dragged a lot, her marriage, her name, like just like certain things like said about her. So like, I could get her being like, I totally understand her being like, I'm done. I'm just going to take a little bit of a break.
I could see her coming back. I can see her kind of wanting that, like the crying,
to share being a mom. I bet after she has a kid and.
Yeah. Or just like, her journey, whatever that may look like. So yeah, I could see her definitely coming back. So our hearts, we love Candace. I think Candy has given us a lot of content over the years, iconic one-liners. So we look forward to seeing her again. And obviously she's not going away. Her career continues to boom. Teddy Mellencamp is having a rough week. She's been attacked online by Dr. Wendy Osefo. It first started with her. So apparently on 2 T's in a Pod, Teddy says that Dr. Wendy should be fired. That was her claim. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Wendy caught wind of it and decided to go off on her. But I kind of feel like Dr. Wendy's Reed fell flat for me. I actually think Teddy delivered.
I know. I kind of do too. I think like I, for once, I mean, look, guys, we don't love Teddy. I actually, when she was on the show, she didn't bother me. I always said she was just too boring and nice for TV. Now I'm like, oh, I don't think you're actually all that nice. Maybe you were just too boring. But yeah, I like screenshots were shared of DMs.
And she said, so Dr. Yeah. Wendy says, got it. You at Teddy Mellencamp just wanted my attention. Hi, Karen. And then Teddy then says, got what? That I wanted you on our podcast before watching the season. Notice that's when the DM stopped. You would think you're with 4 degrees, you would come up with something more original than Karen. And I was like, honestly, Teddy, that
good
was
for
good.
You. I mean, that was good.
But
and I just think it was weird that like she asked her to come on the podcast. Like it was, if you look at the date, it was during BravoCon. She said, like, we have a suite at the Four Seasons, we're doing podcast episodes. The whole, like, while we're there. And it's like, yeah, that's smart. That's
it was while, before the, I don't even know if Potomac was on because this season has felt like so long.
Yeah.
But regardless, no, they were teasing it because they were teasing it at BravoCon. So
yeah,
she's going to ask you to come on the podcast. And
I mean, that helps your show. Come on.
Exactly. Wendy. I don't know. I thought that was a bit much, but then, so your girl, Emily, and Teddy also have a spinoff podcast because if you guys missed it, Tamara and Teddy, with the success of 2 T's, have launched like a podcast network within iHeartRadio. And so they've added more programming and more things. And one of them has become a Vanderpump Rules type recap episode. The annoying part about this is that they don't have the historic knowledge.
You didn't even start watching it. Yeah.
It's like they just dived into the season and are giving their takes. You know, fine.
Hey, you know, it's like it was grabbing everyone's attention. You know, let's make some money and talk about it. But yeah, so this is like, I'm not going to be on Teddy's side for this one. And I will admit, I do have a little bit of a bias when it comes to this person. But
go on. Go on, girl.
She came for Logan, who is Ariana's friend. basically implied that like he's a paid friend and that he knew, well, responding to the fact that Rachel said on her podcast that there were people that knew about the affair beforehand. And she said that Logan was one of them. So yes, Logan is really good friends with Ariana. He, like, to my knowledge, is not on her payroll. Yes, he's like helped her with stuff and was kind of like helping communicate in the beginning before she had an assistant with all the Sandoval stuff. But the
he's
story
been around for like a while. Like, we met Logan at the first BravoCon in 2019. Like, he's been around for a minute. Like, this guy isn't just riding on the coattails of whatever's yes. happened on Scandal and like trying to get his 15 seconds. Like, he's a ride or die friend for Ariana.
Very much so. I don't think he knew about it. He would have for sure said something. Why is he have a little bit of a bias when it comes in? So he's from St. Louis. And they met actually at Sasha's on Shaw, if anybody is familiar with that. He and Ariana met. She was in town visiting Tom's family. They met. He was working at the bar. They kind of hit it off and then continued to like be friends. And he was a bartender at Sasha's and like was basically like, I'd love to like come out to LA. And she's like, do it. I'll help you get a job. And so she did because she's a good, nice person. And they've remained friends ever since. But I like Teddy then like was coming for him and like, I don't know, but calling him like a paid friend and all that. I'm like, so Teddy, like you are kind of that with a lot of people too. Like, I, you know, it's just, I don't think it's a fair assessment. And I also, I'm like, okay, Teddy, like, it's not like you're not one of those people either. So
it was, yeah, it was a bad read. So she had a good and a bad.
Yeah.
So, you know,
I mean, evens out, not the worst week for Teddy Mellencamp.
Not the worst week, but a better week for Ariana Madix. So we caught wind that she is going to be hosting Love Island USA. I love Love Island, specifically the UK version. I got into it, I think during the pandemic, obsessed with this development for her. She made appearances on Love Island Games. So apparently, I will say how this went down is kind of unfortunate for Sarah Hyland. So Sarah Hyland was previously the host of Love Island US, and she had another project come up that she really wanted to do that had the same filming time as US, Love Island US. So she couldn't do it. And they were like, okay, Ariana, like, go on, girl. Like, would you like to do it? Because she was so well received for All Star Games and she did such a great job. And it was in TMZ. And then Sarah Hyland's like, I received a text. I wish it didn't come out this way. I would have loved, you know, I'm sad I couldn't do it. But I think honestly, Ariana, and I am biased because we watch Bravo and we are supporting our Bravo Labs. I do feel like because she's such a fan of the show, her energy will be, I think she'll do a better job than Sarah. Sarah, I feel like with her husband, who I'm blanking on his name, sorry, Bachelor Nation. I thought he was fantastic on Bachelor in Paradise when he was in there. He should honestly host it. I was like, this doesn't fit her for me. And I don't really watch Love Island US. So yeah, but good on Ariana. I'm happy.
I mean, it is kind of wild because if you guys remember back to last season when like with Tom and Ariana, and she was kind of saying like, she just wanted him to stay home and watch like Love Island with her. And he's always off doing things. And it was like, kind of, we're seeing this, like, he's just like kind of checked out of the relationship. It's just wild to me. And she was like, all I wanted was for you to watch Love Island with me. And now it's like, I'm hosting that show now, motherfucker. Like, look at me go. And I know that, I think there's people that are like, I'm so sick of Ariana. Like, why is she getting all these things? It's like, well, one, she's good. I thought she was amazing in Chicago. I think she'll do amazing as the host. And good for her. Cash in while you can, honey. Okay. Like,
yeah. So let me ask you this, because the filming schedule for this would probably align with VPR. She's done. You think she's done?
She doesn't need it anymore. I think she's done. I don't think she's done with Bravo. I don't think she's, and there might be other things where they like bring her in occasionally for something, but I think she's done with Vanderpump. I think this is it. I would be surprised if it's like some sort of announcement they either make at the reunion or like somehow reveal something in the finale that like she's done with the show.
I agree with you. I think she's done. And this will allow people to be friends with Tom Sandoval. And like, that's a whole nother storylines and keeps the show moving. Let's discuss Dr. Nicole. So Dr. Nicole had gone into labor early. She was 35 weeks. She was trying to keep the baby in. And due to, I guess, certain circumstances. Baby had other plans and has come out. It seems that she and baby are doing well. She did have a C-section, but I'm happy for her that they're doing okay and excited to kind of learn more about her delivery and just her experience being a mom again.
Yeah, she didn't. I mean, I think she just kind of said, I left everyone hanging by saying, like, I'm at the hospital trying to stop, you know, baby from coming. And then she revealed, yeah, that she did have the baby and that she'll be taking a little bit of an Instagram break for the next couple of weeks, but we'll share more. And it sounds like everyone is doing okay. I'm assuming, you know, there might be a little bit of a NICU stay at 35 weeks.
It depends on how big the baby is.
Yeah. And with it being a girl, they do develop like their lungs a little bit quicker. So who knows? I mean, it could be that maybe there is no NICU stay at all, but it just, yeah, I'm excited to learn more. I'm dying to know the name. She didn't share that piece of it, which, I mean, she can share all that when she wants to. But luckily, yeah, both her and baby are doing well.
Yes.
All right.
Another headline is Roni Cast is all back.
I'm happy they're all back. The lead up for it was like manifestation. Like, what could it be? I felt like Bravo was like teasing it up. And it's like, and we love Bravo. Obviously, we love their social media team. But for this one, I was just kind of like, was this such a big deal? You're just bringing everyone back? Like, the way they teed it up, this whole manifestation thing, I'm like, no one manifests the exact same cast again. Like, that's not a manifestation.
I think Jenna Lyons, for some time, we weren't suspecting her coming back.
Yeah.
I do want to say, yes, she is Jenna Lyons. She definitely is getting special treatment, which I guess is more of an answer for production and Bravo, because she said she's not going to be discussing her relationship. Apparently, with the Times, they were amenable to that she's not going to be discussing her relationship at all. And this is where you get into, like, Jenna.
Other people haven't been allowed to do
exactly.
That.
Exactly. Yeah. And so
also skipped BravoCon, which is like a big no-no.
Yeah. She's definitely getting the Jenna Lyons special treatment. And I can't be mad at her because clearly it's working for her. But as a viewer, I think that's kind of bullshit, to be honest.
I agree. You either share your life or you don't. I'm sorry. There's other people who have had to like leave shows because they didn't want to share or they had to become friend of. So yeah, I don't think it's fair. I'm like, I'm so over the cheese thing. Like, are we really going to bring back, like, they're like calling them like the cheese girls. I'm like, are we bringing this back up? Like, we're still talking about cheese. Like,
Over it. Yeah. But happy Roni is coming back.
Yeah. And I mean, I guess we'll start filming now. Finally.
Yes. Finally. Next headline.
Right. Next one we have is, this is a little dark. So another trigger warning out there. We heard that Shaw's Sunset's Mike, you know, there had been charges filed against him for domestic abuse and assault. And more of those details were revealed, including they had like in-home security camera footage. And those pictures were, I'm guessing, because when it actually becomes a case and goes to court, that these documents just become public knowledge. But the photos were revealed and it's very intense.
He's a piece of shit. And he,
I'm glad Paulina got out.
I'm glad she got out. He is a piece of shit. Fuck Mike. And anyone who still stands by that man after seeing that, I have zero respect for you. I don't care about loyalty, years of friendship. I would not want that quality of a person in my life. I don't care. And based on her, I don't care. He put his hands on her and the footage.
Enough said. Yeah, I agree. The footage speaks for itself. There's no way you could. The debate that he didn't physically assault her. And it, like, honestly, like, the images are like, it's like, there's one where he looks at the camera and it's like kind of bone chilling because it just looks like there's like, I don't know, it's like you're looking inside a soul and it's empty. So yeah, I'm happy she's out. Good for her for filing these charges. I mean,
I also wonder like if that has to do with Shaw's not coming back as well. Like what they production you and everything when they call things off of, all of that. So I am a little bit curious about that. But yeah, fuck Mike. Moving on to Rebel Wilson book.
I mean, another good for her moment. She is writing a book and she said something like, I'm going to talk about in chapter one of my book, I'm going to talk about some asshole. And then she later posts on stories, I don't care about lawyers and PR people like reaching out to me. The person that I'm going to talk about in chapter one is Sacha Baron Cohen. I am really curious to see what she has to say. This is not someone who looked like recently there's been other not great accusations made about him as well. So I'm really curious to see.
Yeah. So they did a movie called The Griswold, and they were boyfriend, girlfriend, and he was very inappropriate and asked her, I guess she tweeted about it, something about sticking a finger, his finger up her butt, which is very inappropriate and crass. And you don't speak to your coworker that way, obviously. He, of course, has a team that's trying to push back. Rebel has said that she's been silenced. However, I will say with this book, I am getting, and shout out to the Smith sisters for this analogy, that we are getting teetering on Jada Pinkett Smith oversharing information. She's talking about when she lost her virginity at 35. And like, there is some things that we as a public don't need to know. So I don't want that to take away from other stuff.
Fair enough.
I will not be reading it.
I won't either, but I'm sure everyone else
will. We'll see the headlines everywhere. We'll have another headline to talk about it.
So I did not watch Selling OC. I kind of want to go back and watch it because there's just been like, everyone's like, after watching it, like, oh my God, I can't believe Brittany Snow's husband did that. There was a lot of like just crossing the line, inappropriate flirtations. She was on the Call Her Daddy podcast. Also, I have loved Brittany
Snow. I like that you said Call Your Daddy.
I'll call her daddy. I loved Brittany Snow since there was a show.
American Bandstand.
But then also The Americans, or like, what was it called? American Dream or something like
that's
that.
That's what it was about, like American Bandstand.
Yeah, but the show was not called American Bandstand.
No, I know. But it was with American Bandstand. I loved her on that show as well.
Yeah. Like her brother like went off the war. Yes. And there was like, it didn't last very long, but I've loved her ever since then. And John Tucker Must Die. Like she's been in some really good cult classics. Obviously, why am I blanking on it? With Rebel Wilson. The movie, there were three of them, the a cappella group.
Pitch Perfect.
So anyway, I love her. So going into this, I was kind of like, oh, I think I'm just going to love her even more. And we've only seen like snippets of the interview, but basically she says everything you think happened from watching Selling OC happened, which a lot of people were alleging that he cheated on her. So the saddest part, though, is when she was on the podcast, she said that she watched Selling OC and that she watched it alone with her dog.
Yeah. Of course I did. I was very relatable in a weird way. Aww. It was a sad moment for her, but also like, I would do the same. It was hashtag relatable. Oh, let's talk about Puff Daddy, P. Diddy. He needs to rot in hell. There's a lot of allegations coming out on him. I think there's like a 73-page court filing on him alleging human sex trafficking. A lot of dark shit. And his sons were arrested. There was a raid.
He left his sons high and dry, though. He has fled the country, is in a country with no extradition, meaning they can't go take him out of there. So he's just going to be hanging out wherever he's at, I'm guessing, for quite some time.
The Bahamas or somewhere. But yeah.
I mean, he fled back.
He fled quickly. And the allegations are serious. And given the lawsuit that he had with Cassie, a former girlfriend of his. Again, trigger warnings if you do want to read these documents. There's lots of sexual assault, domestic violence. I just want to be sensitive. Be kind to yourself as you read some of these things because it can trigger up some things if you have that in your part of your past. But I do want to give a lot of extra love to Cassie for being, I think, the catalyst to all of this and hopefully putting this man in prison for a very, very long time to pay for all the horrible things that he's done to a lot of people.
Yeah, I think she definitely was like, I don't know if whistleblower is the right term, but I think her coming forward, made maybe some already things that were being investigated, like go a little bit further. I mean, when the Fed sees your property, they've already got the case. Like that's not something like a lot of people were DMing us. Like that's not something they do on a hunch. Like, so.
And it's the same SDNYs who took Jen Shah down. And I've heard their percent rate of being wrong or whatever. Success rate is very high.
99% or something wild.
So he's going to be locked up. It's just a matter of when it's going to happen and what's going to take to get there. So,
well, and I think too, I mean, not to turn this into conspiracy theory, but Puff Daddy did have a circle of friends, obviously, that were influential, wealthy people. It's like, did anybody else know involved like this? You know, I mean, it will. And there have been so many names tossed around. This is kind of like the Epstein thing where they just start throwing around anyone's name. So like, I'm not going to throw the names around that we're hearing just because nothing's been proven yet. But there could be other like implications of this. So, I mean, just like with Epstein, there's probably a Ghislaine Maxwell in this situation as well.
Yeah.
So it's just wild and sad, but glad that, you know, they're not going to put up with it. And maybe, I mean, maybe they, this somehow, I just would love for like, somehow we could like figure out ways to stop this and prevent it from happening, because I think there's a lot more of this going on than we realize. All right. Not to make it super dark. So let's, oh, you're going to say something else.
No, I was going to end on a DeLulu note. End on a DeLulu note. KCAV and Mark Estes continuing to be together. So KCAV and her man have gone Instagram official, both of them each posting a set of photos. I think my favorite part is that they definitely set up a tripod to take the makeup photo of the two of them and the posing photo. And Kristen, you live your life, girl. I am judging mainly because of his lip syncing. I don't care how hot he is, but I can't with the lip syncing. But you do you, boo boo. But she's they're going strong.
No, I'm like, you know what? I'm happy for her. I was DMing with someone else. We're like, you are probably, we get it. You're having the best D of your life. Post pics of each other. But like, yeah, like the TikToks and stuff, it's like, maybe we don't need it. We just don't need you guys as much as you're giving it to us, but I mean, people are watching. I also am like, I'm so confused how these Montana boys like took off. I mean, I get like they're all good looking.
Like mom talk.
Yeah, they really are. It's like all they do is lip sync songs. Yeah. And they're just like, they just walk up. They're like, I'm one number away. And then the other guy comes forward and finishes it. I'm like, this to me isn't like, there are people on TikTok that amaze me with their talent of what they can create and put out there. I'm like, this to me is like not that exciting.
No, they're just attractive. So yeah. I mean,
proof that you're not ugly, you're just poor.
Yeah, well, what a way to end the show.
Yeah,
so that wraps up the headlines. Who knows what will come out between now and next week, but thank you for always for your support. Do us a favor, give us a 5-star rating or written review. Make it a great day or don't. The choice is yours.